For years, industry boosters in Appalachia have promoted the idea of a building boom for petrochemical plants in the region, like Shell's ethane cracker under construction in western Pennsylvania. But others have been dropped or put on hold. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports one community in the Ohio River Valley is on edge, wondering if the pandemic will prevent those plants from ever getting built.
At a marina in Moundsville, West Virginia, Dan Williamson looks out across the Ohio River at a quiet stretch of land on the other side.
There's a little activity going on. You might see some trucks that are moving some dirt around, but really, we're kind of in between phases right now.
Williamson is a spokesman for PTT, an oil and gas company based in Thailand that wants to build an ethane cracker on the far side of the river in Dilley's Bottom, Ohio. The plant would turn the region's plentiful natural gas into plastics, but it's taken years to develop. A final decision on whether to build the plant was due this summer, but then came the pandemic.
It just kind of changed the game for all industries, including this one, and so they have had to put off their announcement of a decision.
In July, Dylim, a Korean chemical company and one of the project's investors, cited the pandemic when it backed out of the project, which could be the largest of its kind ever built in the U.S., according to PTT. Oil and gas backers have said there's enough gas in the region for 4 or 5 chemical plants like this. But so far, only one is under construction, Shell's ethane cracker west of Pittsburgh. A project in West Virginia was canceled last year. Williamson says PTT is still looking for investors, but he says the real barrier for construction is COVID-19.
I believe, and the project leaders believe, that if not for the pandemic, it would be under construction right now.
But some aren't so sure. Kathy Hipple is an analyst with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, a left-leaning think tank that works towards sustainable energy. She says the decision by the Korean company Dylim to pull out of the PTT project is a red flag.
And we view this as a market signal that the project has possibly become far too risky for them to continue.
Hipple says the price of plastic has fallen since PTT first announced its interest in the site 5 years ago, pushed down by new supply from the Gulf Coast. She thinks a wave of environmental policies around the globe, like bans on single-use plastics, could threaten the industry's bottom line. Steve Levandusky of the financial research firm IHS Market thinks there will still be demand for plastic in the next few decades. But he also wonders if delays in the Ohio project might be a sign that the $10 billion plant is looking too expensive to investors.
If it was such a compelling case to build there, that cracker would have been approved and under construction, and there probably would be another one on top of that, and it's not. So there's something going on that, you know, is causing companies to say that's probably not the right place to be.
He says it might just be cheaper to make plastic at plants along the Gulf Coast rather than in Appalachia. But closer to the plant site, there are fewer doubts. In August, a senior Trump administration official visited the site and said it would boost the Ohio River Valley's economy. That has people like Matt Coughlin confident.
I'm 100% positive that this will be a go, no doubt about it.
Coughlin is in favor of the project, and it's easy to see why. He owns Matt's Tiger Pub, a tavern in the town of Shadyside, Ohio, a few miles from where thousands of hungry construction workers could one day build the project.
I mean, it's 3 miles away from my doorstep, and you're talking an influx of close to 10,000 people at one point that's coming right down the highway. There's only 2 ways in and out, pretty much.
Coughlin sees the plant as a good thing, not just for his restaurant, but for this part of southeastern Ohio, which he says has been neglected by the state in favor of the 3 C's, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus.
For us to get something, I think we deserve it by now. I mean, in my opinion, it's always been everywhere else, and then finally something's going to land right here in our lap. You know, it's about time.
Someone else who's hoping the project moves ahead works in a school building a few blocks away. John Haswell is superintendent of the Shadyside Local School District.
These are some concept drawings of what our new school district would look like.
Haswell points to a wall in his office covered with plans for a brand new K-12 school complex. If PTT builds its plant, the company has agreed to pay for a new school building. So Haswell has a vested interest in seeing the project go forward.
Anytime that I can build something or we can build something for $30 million and it does not cost our taxpayers a cent, that's a pretty good deal.
The school is currently in a building built in 1932, and Haswell says a new one is badly needed. Uncertainty over whether the PTT project will go forward or whether he'll have to ask taxpayers for more money to build a new school has made him anxious, he says.
I would really love to get really busy in a building project, but until we have that final investment decision, I can't do anything but sit. Sit and wait and wait and wait.
The delay has been a relief to Amanda Petrucci. She and her husband live with their four children and seven goats on a hillside across the Ohio River in Moundsville, West Virginia.
That's a super fun site right across the street.
Petrucci points to a patch of land where a chemical plant once stood. In the 90s, the EPA declared it a Superfund site and began a cleanup. Around that time, her family endured a spate of health problems. Her son developed a rare blood disorder, her husband was diagnosed with asthma, and she's developed Tourette's syndrome and migraines. Sitting in her backyard with her husband Eric on a recent afternoon, she blamed dust from the Superfund site on their health problems. She worries about the oil and gas infrastructure that rings her property and isn't happy about a new chemical plant a mile away.
I feel like we're going to get hit with more toxic air.
Yeah.
I mean, how many more layers can we throw on everybody in the community?
After years of living with industry in her backyard, she said it was welcome news to hear PTT was delaying a final decision on its ethane cracker.
I feel like I could kind of just hang out here for a minute, a little bit longer, and enjoy life here, where honestly, it's been like kind of a blessing for me because I feel relieved and feel like I can enjoy my property a little more.
She says she's been thinking about moving somewhere where the air and water are clean and there's no oil and gas. But she hasn't found anywhere that fits that bill just yet. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.